This festival is a film fan's dream. Classics like Shane, On the Waterfront, The Searchers, and Touch of Evil, directed by the legendary Orson Welles.
Who?
Whoever did it, you jackass.
You figure it was a bomb then, hey?
Well, see, Broody, Lenniger could have been struck by lightning.
If you attach Orson Welles as a director to anything, it's not going to be ordinary. It's going to be extraordinary.
Actress Janet Leigh starred with Charlton Heston in Touch of Evil. She'll be in Fargo for the opening of the tour. For Leigh, involvement in film preservation started a few years ago when she viewed a copy of her very first flick.
I was shocked. I almost wanted to cry because it was in such bad shape. You could see it, but it visibly was in you know, disarray.
It's not an unusual situation. Rusty Castleton is director of media studies at Concordia College in Moorhead. He's also a film historian and preservationist, specializing in silent era films.
We talk about the fact that of the period of time during the silent era, 1927 and earlier, 28 and earlier, about 90% of all films made in America during that time are lost. That's an incredible output. During the whole era of nitrate film, which runs to about 1950, we talk about as much as 80% of the cinema being lost, including sound pictures, talkies.
The causes? Nitrate film, the standard film stock of the silent years, shares the same chemical makeup as gun cotton and was so unstable it was not unusual for films to spontaneously ignite. The so-called safety film that took its place removed the chance of explosion, but now time and thousands of showings have damaged the fragile celluloid. For some, it's no big deal. So what if a few movies are lost? Castleton says films are like artifacts from another time that can teach us about our heritage.
And without those artifacts, we don't get a true picture of a portion of a time, whether it's a portion, the reflection. You know, we always talk about media. Does it create things or does it reflect things? Is it a mirror, you know, or is it a shining beacon? And if we don't have those things from an earlier time to look at, we don't really understand or can't understand, I think, the sense of the culture and our heritage.
Castleton says a good example is On the Waterfront. The 1954 film starring Marlon Brando is an unsparing look at the brutality of the New York docks and union corruption.
Is the worth that we control through the local? All right, you think that Johnny's going to jeopardize the whole setup for one rubber-lipped ex-tanker?
Castleton says one of the driving forces that is propelling a resurgence in film preservation is a medium that some thought would kill movie theaters, television. He says the tube's insatiable need for content is breathing new life into old movies.
If you would have told me 10 years ago that we'd be seeing 1930 and 31 and 32 B Warner Brothers pictures, you know, second kind of rate Warner Brothers pictures on television, I would have told you were crazy. And yet they're playing regularly. That you'd have seen as many silents playing on television as there are via cable. You know, special series on Turner Classic Movies, the silence that show up in American Movie Classics and other places. I wish that that's inconceivable.
The Film Preservation Tour's visit to Fargo is part of an effort to visit every state. At each stop, someone associated with one of the films is brought in to speak about the importance of film preservation. Even with the best storage facilities available, old films can corrode, turn an ugly rust color, and in the worst cases, literally crumble to dust. With new computer and digital technology, old films are being saved and in some cases improved. But the process is not cheap. Castleton says the average cost of restoring an old film is about $10,000 per 3 minutes of film. He notes that when the Disney company restored Snow White, it cost over $1 million.
Now, by comparison, it's cheap. Because you already have the picture, you're going to have to make prints for redistribution, but $1 million invested in the picture, and, you know, and even if you've got new prints, you know, maybe they have, $15 million invested in a reissue of Snow White. Well, $15 million doesn't get you the Blair Witch Project. And Snow White is more than the Blair Witch Project.
Of course, not every film has Snow White's commercial appeal, and a lot of films are going to still fall victim to time. Deciding which to save raises questions of how to balance aesthetics and film history with commercial appeal. The technology issue raises other ethical questions. Is a restored film, in fact, a new movie? Should the restorers of today try to augment the creations of the past by adding colors, changing scenery, or even including new characters? But for actress Janet Leigh, the important thing is saving these movies for their educational value.
The visual impact, I feel, is so rich and is so easily remembered, even more than reading or just sort of talking about an era. To see it, to have it come to life, is very effective and lasting. And I would hope that it would teach the future generations about a period in time that they didn't know.
Leigh will be in Fargo this weekend to kick off the film preservation tour. Bob Reha, Minnesota Public Radio, Moorhead.